ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get her.
Welcome to the Sporting Base Way Radio. Has never been better. Of course. In case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good evening, man.
Great, man. So today we're gonna talk about sports for 2021 up to 2022. But we're gonna discuss and predict what's gonna happen in the next year, 2022. And we're also gonna discuss a bit about soccer today. Can you believe it? We gotta discuss a bit about soccer today. And there's a news. There's incredible news. Apparently, I won't mention the player and I won't mention what the news is, but there's some news that we are going to address today that has been announced I think a few days ago. A few days ago it was announced. And yeah, it's a big shocker for me, honestly speaking. It's a very, very big shocker.
And another thing that I think we should discuss is, can YouTubers gain respect in boxing?
Sure.
Can YouTubers gain respect in boxing? We're going to look at that.
Because
we need to look at the facts, you know what I'm saying?
Also, are you saying we should discuss more about YouTube and YouTubers and real boxers?
Yeah, we need to talk about that. We need to separate freaking YouTube from real boxers. We don't want to call YouTubers champions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you're a YouTuber, you're a YouTuber. If you want to be a champion,
you have to work.
There's a certain fight that are required that you have to win.
Yes, exactly.
In order for you to be recognized as a champion.
Exactly. So there's a big announcement, but we are going to talk about that because we mentioned last week that that I think it was Jake Paul, they wanted to retire. I was even shocked. I was like, whoa. You get what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about the YouTube. Can YouTubers be respected more than boxers?
Yeah, no, definitely. And there's been a story also that I saw. When was it? I think it was yesterday.
Yes.
Trending about, is Floyd Mayweather so far for this generation the best boxer ever?
This is getting
some
hot.
Some people are like, no, looking at
this is very hot.
Looking at the Logan Paul fight, so I'm like, that's dumb already. Already,
exactly. Yeah.
A person who comes and judges the Mayweather by a Logan Paul fight is clearly not a boxer.
Yes.
Boxing supporter or whatever you call boxer.
Yes, 100%.
Because you even call it a boxing match? Because first of all, Mayweather is way past the boxing time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
He chose to box Logan. Mm. Now, Logan knows where to go if he really wants a boxing fight.
Exactly, you know?
He doesn't have to go for these guys with a title. He knows where to go. That's all I'm saying.
They
know who to fight, but they don't. That's why they call out these old guys who've been doing it in their prime.
But that's a problem, though.
I can beat, so that they can get his attention and everyone's like, you know, and they forget the real deal, which is a Tommy Fury, Tyson Fury's younger brother, basically. And we're going for the wrong. So that's why we need to separate today.
Yes, we're gonna state the facts today.
Yeah. If we have to create another platform for boxing, we can call it YouTube boxing. Not YouTubers boxing.
Yes.
It's YouTube boxing. YouTubers who want to box. Let's put them separate.
Let's put them aside from other boxers.
They won't fight real boxers. So if you don't fight a real boxer, we can't call you a boxer.
Okay. So after this, we're gonna discuss more about that. Can YouTubers gain more respect than boxers?
Definitely.
We want to know. Like, we're going to discuss, like, and say, okay, let's look at the fights that happened.
And I also think we should speak about Man United, don't you think?
Yes! Okay.
Man United and a bit of Messi.
That's one of the news that we gotta address. So anyway, we'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
Yeah. Cross music is hot music.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, radio has never been better. So, Calvin, you said you have some news for us from the soccer industry, Messi and Ronaldo.
Yes. And obviously, United, as you know, we've been speaking about it. They moved to very big. I don't know
big teams.
If we call the teams big now because they have them. Ronaldo. No, I'm just kidding. But obviously, we know we like PSG, we like Man United. But now 100%. It's kind of like the focus, you know.
It's the focus now.
It's the stars, our two
the two
worldwide
stars.
Big players. Biggest players.
Yeah, biggest players. Yeah, 100%.
PSG and Man United. Obviously, what I saw in the headlines also is Bruno Fernandes and Cristiano Ronaldo. Will they gel for Manchester United? Better.
Whoa! They gel.
Obviously, as we know, Bruno Fernandes plays for Man United. Yeah. Also for
Portugal. Yes.
Yeah, obviously, there was a beef. I don't know how many matches ago. Between Fernandes and Cristiano Ronaldo.
They
took like a physical fight where they were disagreeing on something after the match. Now, what I'm seeing in the headlines here is that will they work together?
That's
now,
the question.
Now
yeah.
knowing, I don't know. Let's be honest. So I'm looking at this like this. Right?
Okay.
I'm Fernandes. Okay, Fernandes is big. Okay, he's big. You know what I'm saying?
But
obviously now you have a bigger guy coming, and this guy you used to beef with, and he's going to get seen as, one of the greatest, which he is. He's going to get more praise in Man United. But I wonder what do you think he feels now? Is it a thing of, we're going to be better as a team?
Or is this guy is here?
Philip, now I'm going to have to play with this guy again, you know what I'm saying? So what do you think?
So what I think about this is that they have to sort the issues out. It doesn't matter, other people are saying, since Cristiano Ronaldo is there, now they're going to say Man United is going to be better now. Because I don't know if you remember, shows ago that we were, let me be blunt right now, criticizing Manchester United because they were at the bottom of the log.
They were.
Whoa, okay, what's happening there? I didn't know. I thought you were going to mention small team for Manchester United because we were still there at the bottom of the log.
Yeah.
But we won't do that because there's certain supporters out there. Yeah. They'll get offended by this.
Look, I was just shocked by the fact that how many people freaking left their teams. You support Barcelona and
100%,
then you support a Juventus and then someone like Ronaldo leaves and you
and the Messi's
to go to Man United. I don't really find those people as supporters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think
you're
a soccer, really. You can call yourself a soccer supporter, but...
But you're just a player supporter.
Yeah, you're really for that guy there, so for me...
Whenever he moves, you
will move, you know?
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So anyway, what is this news about...
You know, the headline says Bruno Fernandes has struggled to combine well with Cristiano Ronaldo for Portugal. But could it be different at Man United?
Could it be different?
Ronaldo said for Man United return versus Newcastle. So, obviously, as we know, their first match is Newcastle.
Yes, 100%.
And I don't know if it's the president or the coach of Man United.
Yeah.
I heard him say he will be concerned if Cristiano Ronaldo basically doesn't score. His name is Paul Merson.
Yes.
So Paul Merson, I think, is in Man United, and he said... it says, if Ronaldo doesn't score today, I'll be worried. So obviously we know they play Newcastle.
They're playing Newcastle,
If Ronaldo doesn't score today, he'd be worried.
But why though?
Look, for me, I don't really disagree with him. Because if you really look at it, Newcastle is a big, but not, it's not a team that Ronaldo could struggle scoring against, basically.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
100%. I mean, if you look at what... Messi did previously now in there for
PSG.
Argentina.
Yes.
Argentina was playing. I forgot what were they playing against, but they played recently. Mm. And he scored three hat-tricks.
Wow, man. No, that's actually good.
It was spectacular goals, man.
Yeah, now that's good. Look, but the question, now there's two problems now. Now the manager slash president of Manchester United is saying that he's worried about Cristiano Ronaldo not scoring.
Yeah. Look, also people are looking at facts, you know. I'm not saying he's old, but performance, a lot of things change. I mean, time is going, you know. We get old as people. Things change. And now, obviously, for a team like United, they're going to be paying a lot. They're already paying a lot of money with the players they have.
Yes.
Like who's that guy that was Cavani? They still have Cavani. They're paying for Cavani. You could imagine they have Hernandez. They have a lot of good players. They have Pogba. They have a lot of good players that require to be paid proper money. So if you think about it, now they can't afford to lose more money because they're already losing more. They got Cristiano. So now Cristiano has to perform. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, okay. I think they've seen the performance.
They're like, he can't come. It doesn't matter if you're a star. We need to see the performance, the results.
Yes.
Guys, so far, Messi's been recognized the world. The world's great top goal scorer after the match they won 3-0 with Bolivia. He's got 3 hat-tricks, obviously. Crazy goals, guys. You can go check it out.
Yeah.
So, Messi, so far, Messi's too much, guys. We're just waiting for him to do the most in PSG.
And now he was announced as the top goal scorer in the world.
In the world. Combining, and you know, there's a lot of leagues we don't know about where players are scoring often.
You
know, that are not streamed.
Yes.
It's including that teams that have been. It's including all the teams that he's.
He's the top goal scorer. Look. I would say, Cristiano Ronaldo is considered a GOAT. I'll say that in my own opinion right now. He's considered the GOAT right now because now Cristiano Ronaldo. I would say.
And sorry, I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
The guy who last broke the world record was Pele.
Yes, Pele.
Pele was the last one. Guys, this is what's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Messi broke Pele's record after the Bolivia match. So Messi is currently the
top goal scorer in the world.
Record, yeah.
But now, Cristiano Ronaldo, would you say he has work to do or he has a lot of work to do?
He has a lot of work to do. Well,
isn't
I don't know why he moved. You know, it was a very crucial time. I think he should have waited a bit.
But
year to finish and then.
I understand why the president of Manchester United is concerned because he's seen his performance in Juventus.
Look,
you get what I'm saying?
Look, with the support he's going to get at Man United, it's going to be interesting. I'd love, in fact, to see Man United and PSG. So, with the type of players Man United have, I think he's going to adapt. Obviously, depending on how the players adapt to each other, because I think that's where it first starts.
Yes, exactly.
Because Cristiano, from what I know, even his previous games used to beef with guys in Man United.
But I think...
I don't know how it's going to go now. Already he's getting to Man United.
But
having Hernandez as his...
But imagine you in the UEFA Champions League or semi-finals, PSG, Manchester United, all the stars are there. And pressure's on both of them right now. I'd love to see that intense game. But I'm not going to lie, Calvin, right? I don't like walk in the park games. I don't like them.
Look, I agree with you there.
I challenge, this was a match. They were fighting here. You get what I'm saying?
Look. For me, I can say... I don't know. Cristiano, not that I have an issue that he left.
But
he's still a good player. I think, now is the time. It's a perfect time for him to put in the work, you know.
But do you think he left too early?
Well, obviously that. Yeah. I don't know why in the middle at this time.
Yeah.
In fact, a wrong time where Messi's never moved. Obviously, he's going to get the attention.
Yeah,
I mean he moved what 3 weeks after 2 weeks after Messi.
Yes, 2 weeks after Messi. 100%.
I think he should have waited a while for this Messi thing to settle.
Maybe because like it would have been months, a big deal. Yeah,
because now people were still don't get me wrong. There is a lot of people who are still focused on Ronaldo.
Yeah, 100%.
Most of the focus, I think 90-95% of the focus
was focused on Messi
because it was Messi's still in, and they are still waiting, looking forward for him to. You know, Ronaldo's played. Yeah, in Man United before, and he's going back. Obviously, they know he might do what he's been doing even better, but it's not really that look forward to, you know what I'm saying?
It's not that like Messi, yeah.
Messi's never played anywhere other than Barcelona, so it's a...
So it's like a...
Look forward to. So now, we have Ronaldo here having to keep up with the standard. Messi, people can't wait to see what he has to offer, basically.
That is so true. Hey, look, I gotta say, pick up to both of them, especially Messi. But Cristiano Ronaldo, he went back to the team now. So I would say you're right. Like, you're supposed to wait for 3 months.
Yeah,
at least 3-4 months.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. For me,
yeah.
Okay, it's different places, Manchester and.
The Manchester and Spain. And
yeah,
Spain
Paris. It's different stuff.
It's different stuff,
but
yes.
But still, for me, and how obviously looking at social media-wise, the internet, how PSG blow up, basically. I think it was 1 million or 2 million subscribers on the YouTube channel also, how they went up, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Obviously, that's because of Messi. A channel wouldn't go that big. I think it's because of Messi. I know our UFC supporter, Conor McGregor, has been also now he's with Messi. He's in PSG. He was wearing a PSG T-shirt. So.
Well, speaking about McGregor, though, now that we're going to the fighting part of things now, he's doing well. His leg is doing well.
Yeah,
on,
I saw
he's doing very, very well. But he just wants to get his leg better and call out Perea again.
Look, yeah, those two. Look, I've also seen Perea. Perea doesn't play. He takes McGregor very seriously. And he's, for me, when McGregor is the most person that he fights and he switches on because he wants to show McGregor.
Exactly. So, coming to the firefighting part of things, like you said, we're going to chat. Are YouTube boxers must gain the respect than real boxers.
Yeah. Look, the panel on Sky Sports were also speaking about it, but mostly what they touched on first was the Mayweather
and the Mayweather and the Logan Paul fight.
If you look at his record, and the fighters that he defeated, can that actually basically make Mayweather one of them? And there's a lot of fights I believe people have forgotten about Floyd, you know.
Oh, yes, 100%.
We're just counting record big fights, that's 50. Obviously, 50 fights, professional fights.
Professional,
from a young age. And he won all of them. And it's not, some of them were for belts. In fact, majority were for belts. And he managed to win most of the fights. So he's a GOAT, you know what I'm saying? Mayweather is a GOAT.
But let's be blunt, Calvin. This fight that he fought recently, it wasn't a fight.
Obviously, that...
It's a YouTuber.
For me, honestly, for people who count that, who judge Mayweather... Seriously, they're ridiculous. That's how far I'd go. You're not even a. Okay,
yeah.
I don't
let's be blunt.
I don't want to say a boxing supporter, but I don't know what you are. You can call yourself a boxing supporter.
But the thing is, man, YouTube boxers should stick to YouTube boxing.
Know? Yeah.
Period.
I mean, true. I mean, you look at also like what we said, Logan Paul, Jake's brother, he fought Tyron Woodley. I didn't even click. Tyron Woodley was in his 40s. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Tyron Woodley is in his 40s, and I'm not giving that an excuse, obviously. For me, it should have went a draw.
Yes.
Oh, because most people are confused about that fight. I think we should have gotten a rematch.
But
instead,
Jake
wants... Now, I heard a different statement. He wants Woodley to get a tattoo.
A tattoo says, I love Jake Paul.
Well, you'll definitely not believe where he said...
He must get a tattoo. Okay.
For me, it was like, just say that. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's the freaky part, right? He's willing to do something like Tyron. Come on, man. Like,
he's not.
He's not willing to do it.
Tyron was willing to do the tattoo.
Bro. Yes.
Understand me. That's Jake is scared of Tyron Woodley. Why am I saying that?
Why?
After the press conference in the boxing thing, he said. Well, I can give him a rematch. When the people asked, are you going to give him a rematch?
Yeah.
He's like, I can give him a rematch when he gets a tattoo on his.
Oh no!
Something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I can't say it.
Yeah,
but
he
wanted to get a tattoo somewhere, guys.
Why would you do that for a boxing match? That's a problem.
Obviously, he's not.
That's a problem.
For the fact that he told him to do a tattoo there, he doesn't want to fight him.
So we make a conclusion now that Jake Paul is scared of Tyron Woodley. Period.
Facts.
Because if he wanted a rematch, you shouldn't say, look, let's have a rematch, set the date, I'll be there.
I also think it's as simple as that. For the fact that you want someone to get a tattoo of you, I mean, you didn't even win that hard for him to get a tattoo for him to rematch you. First of all, Jake is the one who called Woodley out for the fight. Now, you should give him the respect enough
for him
to call you back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he agreed, you called him.
Yeah.
Now he wants a rematch, and all he's wanting is for you to make sure that you give him a rematch.
Exactly. All you have to do is, like, if he wants a rematch, just say, you know what, hey man, let's have a rematch.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
That's all you
look. It's obvious. People are just, even the Jake Paul fans are running away from the fact he is scared. How are you going to explain this one? I mean, it's as simple as agreeing to a fight and fighting.
100%.
He's scared, bro. I don't see
any
other conclusion.
But here's the thing, bro. You see, YouTube boxers, I wouldn't say they're better than these professional boxers, period. Let's look at KSI's fight. We knew he's swinging. He swings a lot.
Yeah, look.
He swings a lot. Jake and Logan. Look, they know boxing, but I think they should stay in the game for long enough. Yeah. Let's let them go professional.
Look, they know how to fight, true, but we don't really know that yet.
Exactly.
We don't know that yet, because why? They don't want to box boxers. It's simple. They don't want to fight boxers. What do they do now? Now they're going into retirement.
No.
And then they're going to wait for some boxer. In fact, this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even, like we said in our previous match, they won't call Mike Tyson out, because Mike Tyson is a different fighting breed.
Yeah.
He will dominate
He'll
you.
Dominate
he will go
you,
for
yeah.
you even when you're hitting. He'll make you tired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a guy that I know for a fact that they won't stand. Why do you think they're not calling him out?
Exactly.
Why are they not calling Manny Pacquiao out?
Why are they not calling the younger guys out?
You know what I'm saying? They know what they're doing. It's not a mistake. They know.
Yeah, exactly.
We fight Tommy Fury, we dead.
period.
That's very embarrassing. So they basically know. For now, they're going to relax. That's what I'm seeing. Jake Paul's made a he's made a lot of cash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's.
So for now, they're going to relax.
Logan
Paul's made way more cash than Jake Paul. His previous fight, well, he's probably still enjoying the cash, because he was fighting the money, Floyd Mayweather.
So he
definitely made a lot of money.
Yeah. But look, man. I believe these YouTubers, if they really want to do boxing, they should go to the professional side of things.
They should go to the boxing for us to call you a boxer.
If
you want to carry on doing what you're doing, just open a new brand, YouTube Boxer.
Yes.
So we know it's boxers, but
for
YouTube.
For YouTubers.
You know what I'm saying? For whoever beefs on YouTube, then they can go to that fight.
Don't be out here calling these guys that have been here in a long time. And just because your prime is finished now, doesn't mean that person can't perform.
You know?
You may find that person is 40 and you 25, but that 14-year-old can still perform.
Definitely.
But you know by yourself that, hey man, I can give this guy a hard time. His prime is over. But what if, Logan, here's a question. What if Jake or Logan fights Tank? They dead. Period. Because have you seen Tank's fights?
Yeah. Look. For me, also the sad part is how the media is treating Jake Paul. I don't have an issue, you know what I'm saying? They did well,
but is
that all that you have to become famous? I mean, that's not enough for some.
Yeah.
If Mayweather fought 4 fights only and then called, I mean, we'd all be laughing. We'd all have a lot of name suggestions.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that guy, wrestling is an act, obviously.
Yeah,
but
obviously
you guys physically.
Yeah.
Trained like that to fight, to bang each other on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, he fought the Big Show. Come on, bro.
Yeah. It's acting, but it's acted.
Do real stunts.
Exactly.
So he fought the. So for me, Mayweather's done a lot of great things.
I would say, look, I'm gonna be blunt right now. WWE was more real than the the Logan and Mayweather fight.
Oh.
No, let me rephrase that. Jake and Woodley, the Jake and Woodley fight, WWE matches are more real. I'd rather watch WWE than to watch that fight. Ooh. Because that fight was a joke.
Yeah, it was.
It was a joke. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put that on. Look, don't get me wrong. Mayweather took the fight. He got the money. He's gone. Cool. But I wouldn't put that in the record books of Mayweather. I wouldn't.
Well, Mayweather doesn't need that. You know
he
what
doesn't
I'm saying?
Need that.
He's done enough for us to know that he's.
It's like
people
he's the
who are
goat,
still
yeah.
disputing.
I'm like, nah, that's just your opinion.
All you need to do is go to YouTube and search Mayweather. And this is what I can guarantee you. You're going to find most of fights where he wins. You're going to struggle to find a fight where he loses.
Where he loses. And that's a fact, though.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, the thing is, don't mix YouTube boxes with real boxes.
That's what we try. If we have to create a YouTube boxes platform,
that's
we will.
Fine.
We can. We'll even join because we'd love to see YouTubers would.
Exactly.
Clash,
but you calling out real boxers, you'd be like, guys. But we've been having an issue with this for a very long time. But we look at the situation like, okay, this is dumb. this is so dumb.
Like,
yeah.
Jake Paul, YouTubers, blowing up in the boxing world. What do you mean?
Who have they boxed?
What are they blowing up on? Please, you know what I'm saying? Media is twisted now. We need to help the media also to start putting up the right slogans.
But these YouTube guys, I mean, why can't you call up the big guys?
Okay,
now,
all I can ask for them is just one fight with boxers that are still in their prime. We're not talking about guys who are not in their... Please, guys, take anyone. You can choose anyone. But it must be a boxer. Look at what Logan did. He took a... Not Logan, a Jake.
He took
a UFC, obviously, and made him a boxer.
One of the
questions he was asked is, would you challenge Woodley in UFC? Obviously, he knows that's the dumbest thing to do. He said no, because he's clever. That's why he called Woodley into boxing, because Woodley is limited in boxing. You can't kick. You use your hands only. There's certain techniques or stuff you can't do. So
that's what
I'm saying. It's strategic. He won. True. I'm very excited. Choose your next opponent. If you win, then you can start getting into the media. We're hearing you blowing up. Yes, something like that.
But if you start beating guys like Tank, you'll be like, whoa, respect. Okay,
this guy. Tank, for those who don't know, Tank is a boxer.
Javonte Davis.
I think he's lightweight. Eh?
He's light welter.
He's very good, guys. He's strong. He's under Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? And they freaking choose Mayweather. They don't go and choose a lightweight. They choose someone who's been doing those stuff and who's done, who's old now, you know?
But I think Tank
would freaking beat Logan Paul.
Period.
Tank versus Logan Paul.
Yes.
As tall 100%. As Logan Paul is, he would lose against Tank.
Yes.
Fact, I've seen Tank beat taller people.
And it's funny how... It's only Jake and Logan that's doing
this. I think we need
to
start promoting pictures like that. Just put Tank and Logan together and then put it on Facebook,
social media. Yes, we can. What do you think?
Mayweather's boy. So that they know that it's Mayweather's boy.
You get what I'm saying? And the thing is, Calvin, like, they should stop doing this thing of they're calling old guys.
Old guys, please.
Why?
And they're choosing also. It's not just... I mean, like, you look at Mayweather. Mayweather is older than Manny Pacquiao. I might be wrong.
But you
can see Mayweather's old now. You can literally tell with the way
he is. I mean, why would you... You must have a challenge in boxing. That's what makes it exciting.
How you know Mayweather is retired?
You're calling him out.
He gyms, but he's not a guy that you see always posting gymming. No. He's a guy that's living life, that's funding people, doing stuff.
I want to call you out.
Because he's retired. Now, Manny Pacquiao, on the other hand, he's still gymming. Well, he's not boxing, but he's still gymming.
100%.
But they know that. Yeah. That's why they're not calling Manny Pacquiao out, because Manny Pacquiao is still fresh for a fight, and he's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Mayweather is old now.
He's living a life, he's enjoying his money.
You know what I'm saying? And now they're looking, okay, he still needs to get back into shape. Call him out.
Come on, guys.
Mike Tyson, always in shape. Without gymming, always in shape. That's a crazy one.
Yeah.
For me, Mike Tyson looked like the type of character who gymmed.
Yeah,
even at a young age.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
For unnecessary reason. But He's always still Mike Tyson.
Because the way he fights, Logan or Jake can't take him on, eh? They can't.
He works the body, my friend.
He works. I don't know if you've seen his fights, though.
Your body won't get punched for several times.
Your body won't take it. Forget it. I'm telling you. So, with Anthony Joshua, just to let you know before we close, he's still training as well. And he's looking forward to on the 16th of October, the Deontay Wilder and the Tyson Fury. I keep on promoting this fight.
Look, I think he has a fight before that, you know. Anthony Joshua has a fight. I don't know who he's fighting.
Yeah.
But he has a fight before.
But Calvin, if he loses the title, will we lose respect for him? That's a question now. Mm-hmm. That is a question that is like, will we still stick with Anthony Joshua? Well, this fight would determine.
Well, I haven't seen him for a while, so I don't really know if I'm going to stick.
But the thing is, we've been backing up from Anthony Joshua because it's not that Anthony Joshua we used to see and know.
That
respect and say, look, not that we lost respect for the guy. I still respect Anthony Joshua. Yeah. But man, give us more excitement. Yeah. You're the champion.
Look, on the 21st of September, he has his fight that will tell us, I think, that will determine how he will fight. On the 21st of September, it's Anthony Joshua versus Oleg Starr.
Oleg Starr, okay.
Usyk.
Yeah. Okay,
so
that
they're
sounds
fighting
Russian.
For the IBF, WBA, WBO World Heavyweight Champion title. So, guys, this could be the Anthony Joshua's end career. So
it depends. Whoa!
It depends.
Hey, hold
if
the ball.
If this guy wins, hold what do you think ball. Is going to happen? If this guy wins against Anthony,
did you just say... It's going to be the end of Joshua's career.
Well,
depending on how he's performing.
The fame. Well, I think I think the fame's been dropping, you know what I'm saying? Due to the quietness and what's happening. Yes, he still has the belt, but until you get into the ring, people are, you know what I'm saying? That's when they want to watch you again. But then we'll see if he can defend his belt again. Well, think about it, Marcus.
Yeah.
This guy, Usyk, knows that he's going to fight Joshua soon.
100%.
Don't you think he got inspired by like a Riaz fight against Joshua?
Yes.
He looked at fights. He's thinking, well, he can change this like this.
Anything can happen.
He's looking forward to taking the belts and becoming the big. I mean, if I was fighting Joshua, I'd be focused on the fight. I wake up, I'm thinking the fight. I sleep, I'm thinking the fight. Because I'm
train.
Thinking, if I win, bro, I have... The IBF, WBA, WBO, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's belts for people to look at you in the world. You
exactly.
Know? So I don't think Usyk is taking it as a
Don't take it lightly.
That's what I'm saying.
You get what I'm saying? But if Joshua loses, though, the reputation, it's
going to go.
It's
done.
The reputation.
It's done.
It's done. But anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za or catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. But today was very, very exciting.
Yeah,
we're going to see you guys next week. Same time, same place. From myself and God, we're going to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Twitter and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook
at /ActiveFM.